Hi, good afternoon. Stuart Lee from Family First.
How you doing? Hey, this is Anthony Waller. I was with Arthur Griffin with y'all for a while.
Yeah, let me know. I can assist you, Mr. Anthony.
Yeah, you remember me?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Okay, I have a question now. Do y'all do Family First take UPMC insurance?
Yes, absolutely. We do take a UPMC. Yeah.
Oh, you do? No, because I have another client. That's why. You know what I'm saying? And I can,
okay.
Since I left you, I can sign them up with you. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Okay. So what I need to do now? Like this guy, call a coordinator?
Yeah, I mean, like if the patient wants to swap over here, advise him to reach out to his insurance company and to UPMC, his service coordinator, to let him know that he wants to transfer over us, okay? So they will be sending the authorization on our end and everything.
Okay. So I just give him the phone number to a Family First. That's it.
Yeah, sure. Advise him to reach out to us, also the patient, the general line, and we'll assign him to someone to. I mean, they gather his paperwork and starting up as a patient.
Yeah. Now what about the application and all that stuff? Now, how would you do that?
The application, when it comes to the patient, it's like a longer process, but it depends, because if he already has like the hours approved in another company, he must already have like all the paperwork done, you know. Pretty much everything done.
Yeah, because I have one in other agencies. There's other agencies, and he gets 77 hours now.
Okay, sure. In this case, I mean, like, as I said, two things. First, he needs to contact our company to,
yes.
I mean, to deliver, like, the paperwork that is necessary for him to have this case started on our end. And also, he needs to advise his service coordinator at UPMC, hey, I want to transfer my case up to Family First, so they send the authorization.
First.
That is in the case of the patient. For the caregiver, it's just like the basic paperwork that you did when you started with us. Like if the caregiver already has like a TB test done recently, or like if it's valid.
I understand that, but I'm saying, but will somebody come out here to bring it? I'm asking you. You know what I'm saying?
But someone comes out here to bring it?
Yeah. The application, because that's what they did before when I first joined them. Someone came out here, because he's like illiterate and he can't read and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So he needs help.
Okay, like a visit for the application. Okay.
Yes.
We'll take care of that first. But first, like, advise him to do the call first. Okay, so we can like.
I understand that. Yeah, that's, I understand all that. I just want to make sure somebody can come and help him. That's all. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Then on, we can like arrange a visit. The home visit. So, is it in Philly?
Yes. Is that the same address that Arthur was at? You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's right in Philly. Yeah.
Oh,
okay. I just wanted to know that. Okay. So,
no problem.
I should be calling them. I should be calling them today. Okay.
No problem, Mr. Hunter. I'll be advising him.
All right.
All right.